Hello, I'm Brian Eno, and I'm introducing my own radio station, which is called The Lighthouse. I want to tell you why I decided to make a radio station. It's something I've been thinking about for years and years and years, and it's partly because I have far too much music in my life. I've got so much stuff that I have never released, and when I listen back to it, I often think, do you know, that's really good. I should have released that. Some of these pieces, of course, may end up being released, but so far, they haven't been. I like the name The Lighthouse, and I chose it really only because I like the idea of a sort of beacon calling you, telling you something, warning you perhaps, announcing something. A friend suggested to me that the reason I had chosen that name was that all of the pieces in my archive were like ships lost at sea, out in the dark depths, navigating around, hoping one day to be seen and beckoned. And the lighthouse was calling in some of those lost ships and offering them to be heard. The music that will be broadcast from the lighthouse covers a pretty wide period. The earliest track we have at the moment is 1990. We will be adding more pieces as time goes on, so there'll be new material entering the mix, and some of that will go back even further. So this first track I'm going to play has the intriguing title, number 107. By the way, I should tell you that all these tracks come without titles. They come with numbers. And number 107 is from 1997, actually. It's quite typical of the kind of thing I do sitting in my studio late at night, where I find a sound that I like, and I think, oh, that's a good sound. I should just try to remember that, because one day I might want to use it for something. The fact is, I never use them for anything. I just make new sounds all the time. But the little experiments I do with the sound to remind myself often take a form much like this.
Thank you.
So the next track I'd like to play you is a song, and it's sort of quite finished, really, which is unusual. I don't finish songs easily or quickly, but this one is pretty finished. In fact, Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics is playing guitar on this. Otherwise, it's me and a little toy instrument that I use a lot called the Omnichord, which you will hear quite often in among these pieces. The Omnichord is sort of a joke instrument, but I have used it for noble purposes. This song had a working title. In this case, it's quite an obvious working title. It's the first words of the song, All the Bloody Fighters. All of the songs have titles that I've used when I'm working them, and sometimes they're pretty crap titles, such as Funk Groove Reduced, which we shall be hearing later, or Eagleman 22. But sometimes the titles actually do relate to what's in the piece of music. See, the problem with working on computers is that you have to give things titles before you've actually made them. And so rather than call everything untitled 416 or 2111, I come up with titles, and sometimes the pieces very quickly outgrow the titles. So this is just to explain why, in the end, I've decided not to use titles at all, because most of them don't make any sense. I've simply numbered everything. So this piece, which had the working title of All the Bloody Fighters, has become number 106. I can remember exactly when and where I made it. It was made in 1998 in Dave Stewart's studio in the south of France.
Follow the love.